your concern was that a conversation about Christianity would offend some of your clients.
Right.
And
I didn't want to be the one talking.
Right, and you didn't want to be the one talking. And what my response was, who cares if you offend? It's no different than the guy that gets up there and talks about something else.
How to get rich in real estate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm offending somebody when I'm standing up on the stage talking about getting rich in real estate. They've got a brother or a cousin. I mean, you're going to offend somebody. But what people like is they like it when somebody takes a position.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they agree with that or not, which is why so many people listen to Rush Limbaugh. That is number two listening audience, by the way, is the left wing.
Mm.
The diehard liberal is his number two listening audience because they just get so offended by him. Seriously, you didn't know that? That's like, you know.
I didn't really know that. That's funny.
It's like 25% of his listening audience is, you know, people that can't get on Air America. And so they, sorry. So anyway, my point in this is, Perry, you need to do it.
Right.
You need to be the one that gets up. You don't need to bring anybody else in. People already know about you. They already know where you stand. They got a pretty good idea of where you stand. And it just doesn't matter. You're the one that needs to stand up. It'd be like you having a Google AdWords seminar and bringing somebody else to talk and teach them about Google AdWords.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so what happened?
Well, when you told me that, I instantly knew you were right. Like, dang, he's right. I don't want him to be right. I was mad at you. I mean, really, I was. But I knew you were right. It's like, okay, all right. That's why I had a mastermind meeting in the first place, so somebody would get in my face and confront me about stuff that I'm running away from. So it's like, okay, I'm going to give this talk. And there's a whole lot of lessons here, and I'm just going to run real fast through the events of the weekend because it all ties together. So the talk is going to be on Sunday, but the story really starts on Friday. In case people don't know, what I did at my seminar was I started promoting my seminar in January, but a couple months later I changed the deal and I said, if you want, instead of paying $1,500 to come, you can pay another $600-$700 and you can get an Apple MacBook Pro for coming to the seminar. So come to a $2,000 seminar, get a $2,000 computer free. And it really sweetened the deal, and an awful lot of people said, I'll take that. And it really spiked my registration. Well, so Friday afternoon, they got their laptops, and they're all sitting there, and they're playing with them and having fun with them. And I had a guy come in from Apple to explain all the features that were on their laptops. So here's how you use the podcasting software. Here's how you do this, and here's how you do that. And this guy's in there, and I'm out in the lobby, and this guy makes a beeline for me. He's about 12 feet away. He says, I got a bone to pick with you. And I go, what's that? And he says, I signed up in the original deal. I paid my money to come to Google AdWords seminar. I did not want an Apple computer or anything like that, and you're doing an Apple commercial in there. And I said, well, do you want a refund and go home right now? And he says, no. He says, I want to know what you're going to do for me because I came to Google AdWords seminar. And that's not Google AdWords. Well, calmed him down and agreed that Howie Jacobson, very sharp guy, Howie Jacobson would sit down with him and comb through his Google campaigns and help him out one-on-one. And he agreed that that was good. Okay, well, so this guy's name was Tom. Well, Sunday morning, I'm giving this talk. Now, the night before, my brother could tell you, he was in the same room with me. Perry tossed and turned all night. You know, I was not looking forward to this. I wanted to do it, and I felt it was important, but I really wanted to not do it. You know what I'm saying?
Was that fear thing coming out again?
It was a fear thing. And the day before, I had said twice at the seminar when I was doing announcements, I said, tomorrow morning, the seminar starts at 9:30. At 8:30, I'm going to be doing an optional session. This is my Gen X take on Christianity. If you think that sounds like something interesting, come. If you do not think that sounds like something interesting, don't come, stay in your room, watch Gilligan's Island or Scooby-Doo. And I said this twice, okay? So 8:30 in the morning, half the people show up, and I start giving this talk, and I'm about two-thirds of the way through the talk, and this guy stands up, and it's the same guy that was mad about Friday afternoon. And he stands up, and he says, and he's yelling, he says, "This is an outrage! I paid my money to come to a Google AdWords seminar, and this is Sunday school!"
That didn't make you feel good.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Matt? That was an interesting moment. I had a vague premonition, nothing more than that, but I did have like a vague premonition that this might happen, and that if it did happen, it would be him. And when that happened, it was like falling off a cliff. It was just like when I would be scared of making that phone call, and then I would finally dial the number and listen for it to ring, and all the fear just went away. I was not the least bit uptight when that happened. Matter of fact, all of my stress disappeared. And I just stood there. I didn't say anything. I took a drink of my water, and I looked at him. And the seconds ticked by, and it was silent. And then all of a sudden, people started yelling. "It was optional!" And then the guy walked out of the room, and I never saw him again. Now, I did get a refund request from him the next day, but that's a different story.
Yeah, well, you know.
I learned. What did I learn from that?
Well, the quick lesson is eradicate any complaining customers from your list immediately and give them a full refund whether they want it or not.
That's right. And boy, did I learn that. Matter of fact, next time I have a seminar, I will have cash in pocket or a check or something. I don't know what. And I will be ready to evict with a chew and a cigar and sending out eviction notices, right, Matt?
Yeah, well, I used to do that in the private club business. People would get unruly. I'd write them checks and kick them out of the club. I only had to do about one of those a year, and then everybody else snapped in line.
That's right. So, that's kind of in hindsight, okay? But so everybody yells at him, "It was optional!" Like, weren't you around? Weren't you listening? This is, you know. And then a couple more seconds go by, and somebody says, "Finish your story, Perry." And then I went on and finished talking.
Well, in real life, and I'm not saying that's not real life, but in everyday life, I should say.
Yeah.
When you're getting ready to sit down at the computer and write the sales letter, or start the Google AdWords campaign, or pick up the phone and call a seller, that heckler, that guy, is in everybody's life. And he's going to come out and start heckling you when it comes time for you to do something. And what Perry did is the heckler can't stand it when you stare him down.
Mm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Because what they really want is they want to verbally spar. They want to get your body temperature up. They want to tick you off. You know, they want to hit your emotional hot buttons. But when you just stare, they don't know what to do when you just stare at them. They don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it was really funny. And by the way, in case anybody's listening, my voice recorder stopped working. So if somebody was recording this, sure would appreciate you sending. Sorry about that.
Your voice? Hey, you want me? I can. The voice recorder stopped working. You said?
Yes.
Imagine that.
Yeah, no kidding. Like about 15 minutes ago.
Oh wow. Okay.
So I don't know if we got that or lost it. Maybe somebody out there was taping it, but.
That's
weird. think.
No, it's not.
Maybe it's not so weird.
No, it's not so weird. What, are you kidding me?
Anyway. So here's what happened. Fred Gleek, after this happened, he told me, he said, you know what, Perry? He said, that was brilliant. He says, that was the only thing you could have done that would have worked. He said, if you would have turned on that guy and argued with him, the audience would have sided with him, and you would be dead. And he said, the way you did handle it, you let the audience eat him alive, and they all sided with you. And it's true. And it magnetized everybody towards me. I never heard another negative word about that all day long, which I expected I was going to get quite a bit of flack. What, you're going to talk about your beliefs? Right?
Right.
No?
Well,
it happened.
We, at our last event, which is about probably about a month after yours, myself and Tim, and we do a Sunday morning worship service. I mean, we are now, to the after doing about five or six events, we call it that. And each time we get a little bit more bold, and we still have probably 70% of the people that come to our events are still, it's their first time, so, you know, they're not really totally in tune with Tim and myself yet.
Yep.
And so at our last event, we did worship service. We do, you know, we took an offering, tithe and offering. Tim's wife, Lori, is an accomplished singer, and she sang, and, you know, it was the only thing that was missing from the Sunday morning church was the incense, the robes, and the, you know, free food and drink.
Yeah.
And, well, I grew up Catholic, so. But what we did is that we then asked people to come up for anybody that needed prayer. If anybody I wouldn't care where you are in life, just if you need us to pray for you, maybe pray for your business, pray for a decision you're making, maybe you've got some sickness in your family, you're going through a difficult time in your marriage, if you want us to pray for you, we'll pray for you.
Yep.
Now, I was terrified of doing that. Now, Tim was up on front at that time. He did the main message that time around. He told me this about 2 weeks beforehand that he was going to do this, and I was like in the bathroom getting ready to vomit. I'm so nervous about this.
Yeah.
And he just went with it and said it. And so then we went up there, and literally the moment he said this, this calmness came over me. And we went up there, and myself and two other people were praying. So we had four people up front praying for people. Now we had about 90 people in the room. And we looked up. I looked up from praying for somebody, the next one coming in, and there was about 35 people in line.
Wow.
Now, I don't know where 9/10 of those people were in their relationship with God. I have no idea. But we had more people come up to us afterwards with tears in their eyes, Perry, that we had done that. And that they hadn't had anybody pray for them or pray for their business in 25 or 30 years. And I think that there's a direct correlation. You know, in the rest of the day, there was this incredible calmness and peace that was going. I mean, it really just took the event, like, to another level. And there's a direct correlation between me wanting to go into the bathroom and puke my brains out, and 5 minutes later, people standing in line asking for prayer and seeing their lives transform.
Yep.
Well, I knew in my, because I've faced this demon down so many times, I knew that that desire to go in the bathroom and puke from stress was really because we were on track for what we were supposed to be doing. You know, just like with you tossing and turning the night before, you were tossing and turning because you knew it was what you were supposed to do.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's like, that's how life works.
Yeah.
That, and so you learn to relabel the tossing and turning as not a bad thing, but a good thing. It means you're gaining ground. It's really been an important part of me kind of growing up, learning to do exactly that. And you too, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I know that 38. I'll be 39 in a month or so, a couple months. And I know, you know, I figure our generation is going to live till easily 125 to 140.
Hmm.
You know, better health. We know more about things and eat better and all that great stuff. And better health care and all that good stuff. So I figure each year I know that there, as I get closer and closer to do what I'm supposed to be doing, I have more and more of those moments. And now, instead of fearing those moments, I like get excited when they happen. You know, if I'm nervous, I'm tossing and turning the night before, I now know that I can, it's excitement. I get excited because I know that there's something big getting ready to come. You know, it's kind of like waiting. Remember Christmas when you were a kid and you couldn't fall asleep because you knew, you just knew that downstairs in the morning that you were going to have the Lionel train set or the...
That's right.
Or
yeah.
The whatever it was that you and I wanted when we were kids.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't because we were afraid that it wasn't going to be there.
Right.
We knew it was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.